join our hearts in prayer. Eternal God, in whom we live and move and have our being, we have gathered in this sanctuary to worship Thee and to remember with gratitude the life and the work of Thy servant, George Mackey. Thou, O Lord, art the source of life, and we praise Thee this day for all Thy wondrous works. We thank Thee for Jesus, who came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. We thank Thee for Jesus, the great physician, the light of the world, the bread of life, the water of life, the way, the truth, and the life to all who trust in Him. We thank Thee that Jesus is victor over sin and death, that He is the resurrection and the life, that He was dead but is alive forevermore, that He hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, and that whosoever believeth in Him, though he were dead, yet shall he live. We thank Thee, O God, for the life and the labor of this beloved physician, who has given himself to this community and to the two institutions which have occupied this campus, and to hundreds of us in a personal ministry of friendship and of healing. We see him as one who has laid down his life for his friends, day by day and year by year, like a candle which has burned itself out, of whom it could be said, in giving light to others, he himself has been consumed. We pray today, O God, for this family, for his wife, who has shared his whole life and much of his labor and ministry, for his children and grandchildren, his mother, his brothers and sisters, and others who are very close as a part of this family circle. May their hearts, O God, this day be open to the comforting presence of the Holy Spirit, and may they be sustained in ways beyond our powers and beyond our comprehension. We pray for these who have labored by his side, his fellow physicians, the nurses and hospital employees, the members of faculty and administration of the university and the medical school and the seminary. We pray for the hundreds of patients, many of whom are here today, and many others who would be here except for a physical disability. We pray, O God, that his patients, who greatly need consolation and strength in this hour of great personal loss, may be strengthened by thy Spirit. We pray, O God, that this service of worship today may somehow be for all of us a time of rededication. We believe that one of our faithful servants has now gone from our midst, and that this means that all of us are called upon to be stronger in faith and more dedicated than we have been to the service of our fellow man. So few of us can practice medicine, but help us, O God, each in his own pathway, to be dedicated to a more unselfish way of life and to a more diligent service of others in the name of Christ. So few of us will be able in a lifetime to help as many people as this man has helped. But may we be inspired, O God, to redouble our efforts in this direction. And may we live more earnestly as thy servants than we have in the past. And may the cumulative effect of this dedication make a significant contribution to the welfare of humanity. This we pray, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ and for his sake. Amen.
Exercised by a physician, set forth
in the 38th chapter of Ecclesiasticus. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted of God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good as long as you live, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Love is very patient, very kind. Love is never rude, never selfish. Love is never glad when others go wrong. Love is gladdened by goodness, always slow to expose, always eager to believe the best, always hopeful, always patient. Love never disappears. Now abideth faith, hope, love, these three, and the greatest of these is love. Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace will be with you. Honor a physician with the honor due unto him for the uses which you have of him, for the Lord hath created him. For of the Most High cometh healing, and he shall receive honor of the King. The skill of the physician shall lift up his head, and in the sight of great men he shall be in admiration. The Lord hath created medicines out of the earth, and he that is wise will not abhor them. Was not the water made sweet with wood, that the virtue thereof might be known? And he hath given him skills, that he might be honored in his marvelous works. With such doth he heal men, and taketh away their pains. Of such doth the apothecary make a confection, and of his works there is no end. And from him is peace over all the earth. My son, in thy sickness, be not negligent, but pray unto the Lord, and he will make thee whole. Leave off from sin, and order thy hands aright, and cleanse thy heart from all wickedness. Give a sweet savor and a memorial of fine flour. Then give place to the physician, for the Lord hath created him. Let him not go from thee, for thou hast need of him. There is a time when in their hands there is good success, for they shall also pray unto the Lord, that he would prosper that which they give for ease and remedy to prolong life. He that sinneth before his Maker, let him fall under the care of the physician. Here endeth the reading. We are assembled to thank God for the life and work of Dr. George Carlisle Mackey, who completed the earthly pilgrimage early Wednesday morning. In these moments of affectionate remembrance, let us draw attention to three factors in his remarkable character and career. Let us begin with the fact that Dr. Mackey remembered and appreciated his heritage. He was born and nurtured in a family in which religious faith and moral rectitude were deeply characteristic of daily living, and in which the parents taught the children to think clearly, to speak honestly, to participate in the needful work of the world, to love one another, and to live nobly. These ideals of intellectual integrity, hard work, human kindness, and faith in God were deeply woven into the quality of his mind and provided strength for every task to which he devoted his intelligence and energy. In harmony with the finest aspirations of his heritage, Dr. Mackey achieved and retained professional competence. He brought to the practice of medicine the resources of a disciplined mind a clearly defined purpose, a thorough education at Wake Forest College and at the University of Pennsylvania Medical School, a capacity for profound insight, enlightened compassion for persons in distress, and unwavering determination to make available to his patients, colleagues, and students all the benefits of his professional attainments. Amid the excessive demands upon his time and strength in two institutions of higher learning and in an expanding community, he continued to study with scrupulous care the findings of medical research directly related to his patients. He was concerned for the health and well-being of every person who sought his counsel and medical skill, and was a gifted and gallant participant in the search for the causes and the cure of diseases. His medical knowledge and skill, his readiness to help any human being in peril of pain, and his confidence in the power of available resources enabled him to communicate a sense of well-being to each person under his care. Even the automobile in which he traveled over all kinds of roads, in all types of weather, at all hours of the day or the night, became a symbol of hope and health to the people of Wake Forest University, of the Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary, and of this town and area. It is notable, in the third place, that Dr. Mackey carried heavy responsibilities for decades and fulfilled his vocation with dignity and honor. Upon a few occasions, his practice of medicine was interrupted briefly by serious illnesses. He accepted these adversities with courage, underwent the appropriate surgical and medical care, and continued his excellent work as a physician to the hour of his death. Through all the exacting demands and difficulties of a fruitful career, he was sustained by faith in God, by an understanding of the purpose and worth of what he was doing, by love of family and friends, by fellowship with his sons and colleagues, and by the devotion and daily assistance of Kathleen Robinson Mackey, in whose heart he had first place, and to whose mind he had constant access. He was a delightful companion who enjoyed the comedy and endured the tragedy of the drama of human life. Dr. George Mackey,
distinguished physician, creative teacher, wise counselor, servant of God and man, faithful friend, hail and farewell. We shall not see a man like you again on this earth, but we shall honor your memory and look forward with joyous anticipation to the great reunion in the Father's house, where there will be no more pain, but the celebration of eternal life. Be with us in our going forth and in our coming in, and when we come to thy house, to go out no more forever. Amen.